The young couple crossed over to avoid me, and I heard the jingle of loose change in someone's pocket. A street you see every day can look unfamiliar lying face down on the ground, and it took me a minute to work out where I was. The pavement was frozen. Low-hanging fog blurred the air, and nothing could pass through it without being altered somehow. It threw the whole city out of focus, taking the shine out of another Friday night. My left arm had gone numb, and I rolled off it to check the time. The face of my watch was shattered. Assuming it had stopped when I hit the floor, assuming that had only been a few minutes ago, I still had over an hour. I could get into some dry clothes and be at the bar in plenty of time to see the handover. I felt my way up the wall and got to my feet. My face hurt and my brain felt like it had come loose, rattling around inside my skull, erasing PIN numbers and names of childhood friends. I watched the young couple disappear into the fog. In spite of social media, CCTV and the state, we still live in a world where you can disappear if you want to, or even if you don't.